This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
In nerd news, everyone, I have something we're going to get to in just a second.
Oh, you've been talking about this for a while.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not ready for it yet.
Okay.
Our first story in The Week in Science is, did we just find aliens?
Oh my God, how exciting. Where did we find them?
Experts aren't coming right out and saying it yet, but the answer might be yes.
Oh my God, where do we find
the James Webb Telescope found what they're calling the most promising signs of life on another planet. The planet is called K2-18b.
Oh my God.
Why'd you say that?
Because I gotta know about this. I'm making a note for myself so that during the break I can read all about this.
K2-18b, Sarah.
Okay. I have it. All right. I pulled it up.
It's 124 light years away.
Oh, that's really far.
Yeah. And they think it has...
We've got to figure out wormhole technology.
And they think it has liquid water. The entire planet could even be one big ocean.
Oh.
They didn't see...
Mermaids live there.
Pretty eyes looking back at us from around the corner.
Oh, they're not looking back out, huh? How, what did they, is it just that there's water there or that there were actually like antennas and...
They detected two sulfur-based compounds that could be signs of life.
Oh.
On Earth, they're only produced by living things.
Oh.
Dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide.
Good.
For those of you who want to take notes on the story.
All right.
They didn't just find trace amounts of the stuff. They found a lot of it.
Oh.
They said an ocean that is teeming with life is the scenario that best fits the data.
Ooh. So exciting. It's so exciting.
Not everyone is convinced yet, but the lead researcher said it could be a huge moment in history. This could
be our lifetime, please.
The tipping point where suddenly the fundamental question of whether we're alone in the universe is one we're capable of answering definitively.
Which leads me to my
next story.
Tell me everything.
This guy is everywhere. His name is
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's married. He's 66 and married to a lady named Alice Young.
Oh.
He's an American astrophysicist, author, science communicator. He really mostly just does all the talk shows. He does the talk show circuit,
and he's great.
A podcaster.
And he's an entertaining guy, right?
Yeah.
So here he is with, you know, interesting information,
yep.
An astrophysicist, and then he goes on and he can entertain. He's on Colbert all the time.
Right.
And on a lot of those shows.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he went to, he studied at Harvard University.
So smart. Oh my God. All the best astrophysicists.
Columbia University.
Oh, that's Ivy all the way.
And the University of Texas.
Oh.
What?
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. They have a great
Not a lot of light pollution there. He was looking up into the stars.
Went to MiraCosta. I don't know. Anyway, I told you, I think it's been at least a week, that someone had sent me a video of this guy talking about whether there's going to be, you know, whether we should go terraform Mars and live there. And I've been looking for the video everywhere. I finally found it. It wasn't sent to my DMs. I was just tagged in it.
Oh, someone tagged you.
So
oh, fantastic.
I had to find it a different. So everywhere I was looking, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to another spot and went, oh my God, there it is. It's been there though. I found it. I sent it to Maddie. And here is Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about whether we should go to Mars.
All right, let's hear it.
Is it actually hypothetically, scientifically possible to terraform Mars and create oxygen on Mars?
I see no law of physics that prevents it. But what I will say is we are still running away from hurricanes. Buy toilet paper, buy water, run. We're still, when the volcano erupts, we lose our cities. There's stuff happening on Earth that we do not control. Now you want to completely control what's going on another planet? That's a level of geoengineering that we do not yet have on Earth. The people who are saying, why does Elon want to go to Mars? Does he know something about Earth? Is we better to trash Earth and he won't be the one living on this other planet? Here's the point. You worried about trashing Earth? Really? Okay. And then you want to go to another planet after you terraform it? If you have the power of geoengineering to terraform another planet, then you have the power of geoengineering to terraform Earth back into Earth.
What he is saying is, stop looking to the stars.
Sarah.
I guess we all hear what we want to hear, huh?
And look at your feet, the ground beneath your feet.
I think he's saying that we have a ways to go before we're going to be able to terraform another planet. That's what he's saying. But we do need to do it. I hear that strongly in his
you
in what
do
he
not
said.
Hear
I
that.
Do.
No, you do not. I do. He says we can't do that. That's ridiculous.
He said we're currently we can't control the weather.
Right.
Terraform stuff. Yeah.
Mars.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even think we should terraform Mars. What's the point? It's like too far away to ever have like a nice warm atmosphere. I think we're going to build some domes and we'll probably do some underground stuff. Get down under the regolith.
I'm with him. Let's fix what we've got right in front of us. We have a cradle and it's wonderful and it's right
and
here.
And if there's ever an extinction level event, we will be gone. So, you know, I'm thinking a couple
good
of other
morning,
bases.
Everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning.
I mean, if it wasn't for that one meteor, the dinosaurs would still be here. So
happy Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Gonna get decimated on Friday.
Oh, my God,
so,
man.
So I'm thinking, you know, just let's keep working. Let's try to find a way to exist on other planets. And wormhole technology would be huge if someone can get some faster than light technology going. That'd be great.
I love how Sarah's.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listening to that and you're listening to that are completely different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, saying we can't do it yet.
Scientists in Argentina are working on genetically modified super horses.
Oh my God, super horses?
Super horses.
That's exciting.
This is like the best news break for
Sarah
ever.
I'm like so down. Are they also from Tyson Greenfield?
No, they have nothing to do with the outer space news. Okay. This is genetically engineered super horses with altered DNA being created in labs by scientists.
Do they have wings? And unicorn horns.
I hope that they do.
How great would that be, right?
I don't know because, and I'm saying this and it's going to sound crazy, but I am a boy.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up into unicorns, but now I have daughters.
Mm-hmm. Rainbows,
were unicorns always big?
Yes.
Or are they just big now because they've been marketed to us and
unicorns,
the kids of today are
Pegasus,
like...
Pegasus, always... To me,
always been big.
Always been big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember little unicorns, you know, when everybody had stickers, like unicorn stickers were really popular.
Mm. When you were a boy.
When I was a boy.
When
who
I
may
was
or may not
boy.
Have had one of those unicorn stickers on his Trapper Keeper.
I love it. Bob is right with me on every... She's amazing.
What just happened?
So
what just happened between the two of you?
Nothing. Like what you're hasn't happened
about,
between
know,
us? Every single thing,
said,
thing that comes
Bob
up, she's like she
thing.
Makes this whole little thing. She's like,
you're
give
not
me a
even
wink.
Looking
she's
at
like,
each
she's
other.
Like, cheers, handsing above her face. I start singing some. She's all like, ah.
She's very supportive.
Ah, she's great. I try not to get attached.
I guess we're not supportive.
You guys are, but I'm telling you, she's like there for me. It's great.
What about these horses?
Yeah, tell me more about the super horses.
There might be a new... No.
What?
There might be
What's
a new drug to treat super gonorrhea.
Oh.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, that is actually good because we're getting very resistant to a lot of these various diseases,
super
some of
gonorrhea
which are venereal
is,
diseases.
Right. Super gonorrhea doesn't respond to antibiotics and Ooh. Now they...
Try not to catch that one, you guys.
Might.
Yeah.
That's like the one to not catch anymore. Used to be herpes.
So you mean if some lady or some man says, I've got super gonorrhea, you mean that's a hard pass, like a no.
Yes, I have it. I'm fighting it with my super horse.
What's she look like?
Oh, Maddie is on the show. That is one of those where you go, no, two condoms is not the way to answer the no.
I can't spell gonorrhea, it turns out. I'm asking.
Two R's.
Okay, got it. Oh,
and an O.
I know I was nowhere
Two
near
Two O's.
It. I got it. There is an H in there. I have put that in. Let's see. It long-term effects of untreated gonorrhea, pelvic inflammatory disease for women, ectopic pregnancy risk, chronic lower abdominal pain, and increased HIV. For men, epididymitis. Epididymitis. Painful inflammation near the testes.
Mm.
Can lead to infertility. Man. Prostate issues, scarring of the urethra. Ooh, that sounds bad.
That does sound bad.
Mm. In both males and females, permanent damage to joints and organs.
Oh.
Yeah. It is treatable. But they're not talking about super gonorrhea here. Ooh.
In radio news, a study found some people's brains are just wired to connect with music on another level. I believe that, too. Like, that, those are those musicians where you hear them talk about music like colors.
Yes.
Instead of, like, notes.
And everybody has their own relationship, but there are people who, like, own it. They mm-hmm. just are music.
If it makes you cry or gives you goosebumps, you're probably one of the people that connects with music on a different level. They say it's genetic, probably. But also, it can be how you were raised. If you were raised with music in the house and grew up listening to it and sing and dance together, you know, that is one way you would be more deeply connected to music. By the time you're grown, you are, it's a vital part of your existence.
Well, I do feel like when you hear like a super shiny, like I always think about specifically, there isn't a time I can listen to that Whitney Houston Star Spangled Banner and not get a full on eargasm from it. Like I get chills, like goosebumps up my arms, but that doesn't happen to me on a daily basis. And there probably are people that are just, they're that stimulated by music. The end.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.